The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
There are so many stories in the news today on the abortion issue. I want to bring you up to date on that because I know most of you are firmly pro-life and you like to know what's going on around the country in the fight for life. So I'm going to get into that, but at the top of the hour, I am going to tread very, very lightly, and I hope I survive. I have a story about Beth Moore that I want to bring to your attention. I'm not in attack mode by any means. Hopefully I'm never in attack mode, but I know that many, many, many of you love Beth Moore, and my goodness, how God has used Beth Moore. Her Bible studies have been used by hundreds of thousands of people, especially women, but men as well. Yeah, a whole lot of people are involved in them probably right now. But I have a concern that I'm going to share with you, and I'm just going to lay it out there. You can do with it what you want to. And again, I'm not in the attack mode, but I think there's something you should know. That's all. So I'm going to do that at the top of the hour, and I'm going to tread very lightly. But it's something that I need to discuss with you. All right? We'll do that at the top of the hour. All right, right at the top of the list in the abortion news is Alabama. After a great deal of incredibly contentious debate, not only debate, fistfights. You know, we have all laughed at the fistfights of like the Russian parliament and the Ukrainian parliament and the Philippine parliament. We've all seen those. You know, other countries, I think maybe South Korea. I've seen a whole bunch of those through the years. Where a parliament or a congress or whatever, and they get in a fist fight. Doesn't happen here in America. Yeah, at least not very often. But it did happen in Alabama last week. A real fist fight on the floor of the House of Representatives. It was either the House or the Senate in Alabama. And I am absolutely amazed it got very, very, very little press attention. And it was a Republican that threw the first punch. You would think that would have been everywhere, those crazy, wild-eyed Republicans. But it got almost no attention at all. In fact, you probably didn't hear about it. But it happened. Fistfight on the floor. Anyway, after contentious debate, and by the way, this piece of legislation, it was announced last week. It had passed. And then later that night, after the fist fight, it was rescinded. And they said, maybe we need to debate this a little further. It's been an incredibly, incredibly contentious issue. However, yesterday, Alabama lawmakers sent a bill to Governor Kay Ivey that would essentially put doctors in prison for 10 to 99 years if they provide abortions. Now, yesterday, I told you about the absolute lies that have been told in the mainstream media about this legislation. No, it will not jail women. No, a woman who aborts, who has self-aborts, will not spend life in prison. No, no, no. All of those things are a complete lie. This is about the doctors in Alabama that perform abortions would be subject to fines and prison for 10 to 99 years. It is the strictest abortion ban in the United States, and they rejected exemptions for rape or incest. And, you know, I am a little ashamed to say that there was a time when I could understand an exemption for rape or incest, but the more I thought about it, if that child is a child in the womb of the mother, it doesn't make any difference how that child came into being. It doesn't make any difference. It's not the child's fault. We do not put to death a child for his father's crime or mother's crime. We don't do that. So rape would be a horrible thing, a pregnancy because of a rape. But if we believe that that is a human being, then how that pregnancy came about does not matter to that child. So anyway, the Democrats in Alabama are just, I mean, they are having apoplectic fits. Democratic State Senator Bobby Singleton said that the bill is a shame, disgrace, and travesty. He said, quote, to the Republicans, "You just raped the state of Alabama yourself." Really? Well, anyway, the legislature has passed it, sent it to the desk of Governor Kay Ivey, who is a Republican. We do not know yet whether she is going to sign it. Not yet. We don't know yet whether she's going to sign it or not. And I've been combing the news today, thinking that she would probably make a statement, but from I haven't been able to find it. And if any of you in our audience have heard whether she has made a decision, please let me know. I haven't been able to find it. And I don't know how it works in Alabama. Here in Ohio, if the legislature sends a bill to the desk of the governor can veto it, sign it, or do nothing. And if that is the case, in 10 days, if the governor does nothing, it becomes law without the governor's signature. I have no idea what is the case in Alabama. Then there is Joy Behar. Yeah, she's flipping out about Alabama as well. She said on The View, she says, "Let's talk about why men are having such a war against women." What about the women who are pro-life? You know, this movie Unplanned, the most powerful abortion movie probably ever produced in America, certainly the most seen movie about abortion ever produced in America. Women were the driving force behind that movie. But Joy Behar said, "Let's talk about why men are having such a war against women. Why is the Republican Party trying to set women back 50 years or 75 years? Why do they want us back in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant? Why?" she screamed in response. Meghan McCain said, "It's not what we want. It's the difference of the way you view life. If you believe it starts at conception." And then Joy Behar and the others began screaming and basically shouted her down. But it has always been amazing to me. And I've really tried to understand the pro-abortion side. I know I have. I have tried to understand where they're coming from, and I can't. Particularly the feminists, people like Joy Behar. If that unborn baby is a female, if it's a girl, that is one less female on the planet to take up the cause of people like Joy Behar. You know, if anyway. It is, it's not rational. The arguments for abortion are just not rational. And the more we learn about science, the more unscientific it is as well. All right, I've got several other abortion stories to bring to your attention. The next one, when we come back, out of Tennessee. Some very common sense legislation signed into law in Tennessee. Yeah, very common sense. I'll tell you about it when we return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I hope no one misunderstands what I'm going to say, but sometimes common sense kind of takes a back seat as we fight for life and the abortion battle on both sides, on both sides. And I'll just leave it at that. But with that said, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed what I think is a very common sense piece of legislation. It is now law in the state of Tennessee. It's called the Human Life Protection Act, SB 1257 and HB 1029. Now, it is a very, very strong pro-life anti-abortion bill that will come into effect upon the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Now, not everybody in the pro-life movement is going to be happy with this. And I can hear what they will say and so forth. Tennessee has some other very strong pro-life legislation on the books, but I think this strengthens their case. We know that all of the heartbeat bills that have been passed, the one here in Ohio, the one just passed this week in Alabama, we know that every single one of those are going to be issued a stay of some kind by a federal judge, and they will not go into effect. No one, no reasonable person thinks that this legislation in Alabama, if the governor indeed signs it, no one expects it to go into effect. No one does. They are hoping and praying it goes to the Supreme Court. The people who fought so long and hard for the heartbeat bill here in Ohio, none of them realistically thinks it will actually go into effect in July. Nobody. They passed it understanding that a federal judge will block it. They know that. They knew that. And have admitted so, at least the people who are honest. And they're hoping that all of these heartbeat bills are going to hit the Supreme Court, hopefully at one time, and that as a result, the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. That is the hope. That's the desire. That's the plan. That's the strategy. Well, this piece of legislation in Tennessee understands that and says it won't go into effect until the reversal of Roe v. Wade. So there will be no federal stay. There will be no judge blocking the implementation of this law because it won't even go into effect until Roe v. Wade, if or when Roe v. Wade is overturned. So I applaud them. I think it's common sense legislation. Now, most of you are probably familiar now with the name Brian Sims. Brian Sims is the state representative in Pennsylvania, from the Philadelphia area, but in Pennsylvania. He is the state representative of the state of Pennsylvania who just blatantly, cruelly harassed a woman who was simply praying in front of a Planned Parenthood facility. And two teenagers, young people, minors, this guy blatantly harassed them and then offered a $100 reward for anybody who would get those teenagers' address. It's unconscionable. Every feminist regardless of their abortion stance, every feminist should be incensed at Brian Sims. Well, anyway, as a result of his blatant harassment of these teenagers and this woman, and he proudly filmed himself, if you will remember, he was quite proud that he was bullying a woman and two teenage girls. Quite proud of it. Well, as a result, on Friday, May 10th, over 1,000 pro-life supporters gathered in front of that very same Philadelphia Planned Parenthood facility, and Brian Sims was begged to come. Hey, big boy, you can harass two little girls, but what about 1,000 people? And of course, he didn't show up. Anyway, immediately after the protest was over and the crowd had cleared, an ambulance was called to the Planned Parenthood facility because of a botched abortion. Yep. And by the way, this was not the first time. Ambulances have been called to this Planned Parenthood facility on numerous occasions because of complications with abortions. And the irony, the sad, tragic irony, it happened on the day of 1,000 protesters were protesting in front of this Planned Parenthood facility, and an ambulance was called. And the father of the teen girls that Brian Sims bullied and harassed, Joe Gerecht, is calling for the resignation of Representative Sims. Good for him. And yes, he should resign. And yes, the Pennsylvania legislature should take disciplinary action against this representative. No one should be allowed to harass innocent people on a public sidewalk. Nobody should be allowed to do that, especially someone elected to represent the people of Pennsylvania. That's just cruel. It's unconscionable. So far, the Democrats in the Pennsylvania legislature have been silent. Hopefully, if there is enough public pressure, maybe the legislature will do the right thing. He needs to be disciplined. Yeah, whether he should be kicked out or not, I don't know. He should have the character to resign. I don't think he will. But we'll keep an eye on that. All right, I actually have a couple of other abortion stories, but we'll move on. When we come back, I'm going to tread lightly into Beth Moore. Just something you need to be aware of, that's all. And then you can do with the information what you desire when we come back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.